Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Iron Galaxy. Scream like a school kid with Capsule Force, an intergalactic retro anime multiplayer game blasting to PS4 and Steam August 25th. Learn more at CapsuleForce.com.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time...
Are you starting?
Yes. Yes.
I wanted to go get a drink.
Usador, I'm starting. I literally just started the podcast.
We all know
this.
This
is the most important part. This is the only part of the podcast that's mine, where I talk and
you
guys don't interrupt me constantly. I'm Ernie Niekamp. I'm from Chicago. Half a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. And now I'm really... I'm sorry.
I just wanted to get a drink, so I thought I'd...
Go, Usador, go get a drink.
All right, I'll be right back.
So I fell through this dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week in the Vermilion Minotaur, a tavern in the town of Hogsface. In the land of Foon.
And you fucked a memory
and I,
gremlin.
Yeah, it's
I feel
a
like
lot.
That should be...
You
if
should
we're
add that to the
putting all our cards
the
on the table,
sure.
Yeah.
That's
that
a lie. I mean, the audience doesn't need to know that. I have a wife and child back home who I am separated from and trying to get back in contact with. A few weeks ago, I was tricked
so
by...
So you guys are finally separated?
No, I haven't been able to get in contact.
Gotcha. Yeah, I figured she'd officially, like,
separated by dimensions.
Exactly, separated by dimensions. It's like a Romeo and Juliet story.
Is it? What is that?
It's a play. I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
I do want to talk about
But I'm sorry, I should introduce my co-hosts.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakis! The elves know me as Fionnuala.
Zealot.
The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I'm known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. I'll be right back as soon as I get it.
And the talking badger, Chunt.
Hello. I'm a shapeshifter.
You're a shapeshifter, mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're more often than not a badger.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty comfortable with a badger. I'll take some mead with a little raspberry.
You know what I'm having? I'm just going to have a water.
All right.
You know, while he's gone, I just want to let you know, I don't know if this is something you're interested in or not, but with all the void and the Dark Lord and all this this pressing evil, I just feel like I should probably just do what I want as far as, you know, pursue my dreams. And
first of all, Chun, have you ever in any way not done what you want? You don't seem like a self-censoring type.
I just kind of hang out. But I was thinking about possibly opening up a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
I would run it. Usador would be the chef. He's already talked to me a little bit about it. And I thought maybe you might want in on that action. It doesn't seem like you're going anywhere soon.
Probably not, unfortunately. But wait, we're Otak Barleyfoot, the owner of the Vermilion Minotaur, has always been so great to us. Why would we open a competing?
Well, it would be like late night food. Call it like Choo Choo's Chow or late night bites or something.
Is it? I didn't know. I've known you for half a year. I had no idea you had this dream to open a place of your own.
Yeah, I just, I'm a big fan of food, so, and I've had everything, being all different animals. I've tasted everything, basically. Name something. Name a food.
Eggs Benedict.
Tried it. I mean, get creative.
Dead rats.
Tried it.
Ooh,
as a cat. When you're a cat, they're the best.
Here's my question. What do you think Eggs Benedict is?
It's a, it's eggs, mm-hmm. Served by a guy named Ben, and he's being a total dick.
Yeah, I should have guessed. Usador, so you're gonna be part of this new restaurant?
Oh, this wonderful venture! Yay! I shall most surely use all of my magical prowess to bring nothing but success and wonder to the world.
This seems like a horrible idea.
I'm into it.
Oh, literally, it seems like a bad idea, but also just like. A horrible storyline. I feel like if this were a TV show,
storyline. This like is our cast. Lives.
No, I know this is our real. This is real. This is 100% real. I'm just saying, if this was a cop show, it would be like those episodes where it's like, oh, the cops opened a bar.
What's a cop?
Can I tell you something that's a terrible storyline?
What
is a guy who comes to a magical land, disrespects everybody, doesn't even try and get home, and then fucks a memory gremlin? That's a terrible storyline.
I'm just saying, like, why? No, look, I'm just saying this whole restaurant thing is going to be, everyone's going to be like, oh, why is Munch and Andre Brouwer in this bar all the time?
What are these words? Are you speaking a spell?
That's our stuff. I don't want to talk.
Well, thank you for your support. I'm glad I opened up to you. Let's go ahead and introduce our guests. Thanks a lot.
Here are your drinks, and I also brought some pure river water for our guests today.
Yes. Yeah, it's weird. It's hard not to acknowledge our guests because they're gigantic eagles.
I'm not that big, am I?
Oh. Yes, we are Grand Eagles from Grand Eagle Island.
Yes, yes. Hello. Hello to all the listeners out there. My name is
Whoa!
But you can call me Craw.
Craw, like. Yeah, yes. I will.
Yeah, I think I prefer Craw.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my name is Flappy.
It's good to see you both again.
Oh, yes, our oldest friend, Usador. What sort of trouble have you been getting up into?
Well, just the other day, I nearly fell into a volcano until a couple of big old birds came and swept me up.
Oh, I knew it was going there. For a sec, I thought you were going to say someone else picked you up.
Oh, no, no.
How many volcanoes was it this week?
Can I ask something? I know so many of Usador's stories end with, and then the great eagles save me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Do you guys just wait to help him out, or what is it?
Well, we have a fondness in our heart for all wizards.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And so, yes. And
that seems like most people don't have that.
Well, as grand eagles, it's a little bit our jobs to keep an eye on all the wizards of Foon throughout the realms, just to make sure that they don't fall into any abysses or nothings or any other.
It's why Ephesius placed us in the realm in the first place.
Oh,
so
wow.
we're here to keep an eye on things. And
family trade. Right?
We've also got really great sight, so we can kind of like look through mountains and things like that.
Yes,
and
we can see through almost anything.
Almost anything.
Can't see through lead.
What can't you see through?
Lead.
Really? Interesting.
Makes
frustrating.
We have a hard time keeping track of the dwarves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dwarves are an elusive breed to us. And basically anything else that's underneath a bridge or behind a pole.
Ugh, I hate those.
Yes, well, of course, Arnold. I am often aided in my quest by many of the great eagles and other great animal lords of the world of Foon. Why, just this very week, I spoke the magical words, and Grimhoof, the horse lord, came to me.
Grimhoof?
Yeah, oh, you know Grimhoof, don't you?
Well, yes, sure, of course. We know every huge creature.
That's what I assume.
Isn't he the fifth fastest horse in the world?
That's right. The fifth fastest, yes.
Usador, you are a lovable fool.
I'm very excited to meet these giant eagles. You're just these beautiful, majestic creatures.
Oh,
I'm a little off-put by someone really being that into Usador.
What?
I mean, I love you, Usador. You're my bud. You're my boon companion, but
that's
I don't know.
Strange thing to say.
Have you ever picked Usador up and carried him to safety?
No.
Look,
he is very kindly in that situation. Let me tell you, he whispers friendly things into my ears.
Very grateful wizard. Very, very grateful.
What's some of the things he whispers in your ear?
Well, he calls me his good friend, which is not common in the eagle race. We are a bit,
we're a bit
uncomfortable with our emotions.
Yes, no,
but I'm saying
we don't get close to each other. We often nest alone, and we only really get together once every few years to travel the realm and sort of reestablish our position in the realm. We call it the Eagles World Tour. So we do that every few years. And
just to keep tabs on things.
Sure.
And
make sure people still know we're around.
Yeah. So I would have to imagine it's like, it's pretty rare. It's like hell freezing over.
Indeed. Indeed.
Oh. The last time you guys went on a tour, didn't you have a witchy woman on?
We had a witchy woman. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Helga, she got us into some trouble when she slaughtered that village we had.
Speaking of witchy woman, I forgot I had some news to tell you at the top of the podcast. You know, a few weeks ago, I was asking for a friend about a possible kidnap wedding for someone who'd trapped a beautiful enchantress in a crystal coffin.
Yeah.
Well, full confession, that was me.
Yeah, we knew that.
And I had captured my old love, Genlevia, but it turns out she was a plate of croissants.
Oh.
Did you? It was a trick she played on me. I thought she had cast these plate of croissants so that I would think they were her, and I put them in a crystal coffin, and I tried to marry them, and it didn't take.
What? I'm sorry, buddy.
Is this something that happens to wizards a lot? Last week, Spintax was in love with a woman he didn't realize was bisected, and now...
Do you know not the dangers of falling in love when you are a wizard, surrounded by such enchantments and portals to other worlds and...
Is that a euphemism?
Strange manifestations that there is no way to know what is real and what is not.
Did you at least bring the plate of croissants? Oh, he's in the wizard state. Yes. Are you guys, while he's in the wizard state, has he approached you about joining his quest at all? Are you guys aware of his quest?
We've heard rumors of the quest. You know, we don't like to really get involved in quests from the beginning because it's pretty time consuming.
We know. We just know he's going to call us at the end of the quest, and we're going to have to
swoop in,
stop doing whatever we're doing. And
I mean, Craw, I can't speak for you. Frankly, I prefer that to being here the whole time, because then you're dealing with orcs and things like that, and frankly, just unpleasantness.
We've got lives.
Yeah, you show up for the good part, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we reap all the glory. We reap all the glory.
Our drinks blew off the table.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Well, you know what? Let's do this. Let's refresh our drinks. Let's take a quick break. Let our Foonside sponsor get a few words in, and I'll try to remember some more Eagles references. And we'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Otak Barleyfoot from the Vermilion Minotaur.
Hello.
Oh, Yannielik, I'm recording something right now. Can you go back to the...
Oh, okay.
Hi, this is Otak Barleyfoot from the Vermilion Minotaur. This
Can I get a mead?
Yes, just ask Glemish. The boy?
Boy.
Yes.
Boy!
Okay. Hi, this is Otak Barleyfoot from the Vermilion Minotaur. This week's rumor of the week. All the alewives in the lake are dying, and it's possible that it could be from a poisoned amulet that was dropped in there. Or it could just be the season or just a predator or something like that, but... could also be a poison amulet. If you'd like to hear another rumor, you're going to have to come on down to the Vermilion Minotaur and purchase yourself a drink. Or buy our friend Fianyelic a drink. He would appreciate that. Vermilion Minotaur, right on the edge of McShingleshane Forest.
All right, take it easy. We're back.
What?
Nah, never mind. Earth people are like,
what danger is that?
No, there's nothing. But that brings up a good point. I was kind of wondering, so you said that you're always rescuing Usador.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Do you ever, like, rescue him from, like, emotional dangers? Like falling in love with a plate of croissants or...
Well, it's...
Unfortunately, he falls into those dangers far too often for us to be
sure. I was about to say the same thing. What was the name of that maiden who you were chasing down many years ago, and we had to pull you out, off of the Endless Tower?
Oh, yes.
Yes, Seemlia.
Seemlia.
Seemlia. Yeah.
Seemlia and the Endless Tower.
Oh, yes. The Endless Tower was so fun. it sounds terrible, but really, it was quite enjoyable.
You got through it faster than a lot of people.
Well, you got through the Endless Tower.
Oh, there's
tower.
An end to it?
Well, no, I got through it, and then I started again, for it's endless. It's mm-hmm. an infinite loop. It turns out it's not as much a tower as it is a ring.
Hence us coming and bailing him out.
Yes, yes, but to the eye, it appears to be a tower, but you go up in it, and you realize it's all one infinite loop.
Sure. Ugh.
Like now, I don't want to sound as ungrateful, but you are great eagle lords, and you have bailed me out of many a tight spot, but... to shake my finger at you.
What?
I do wag my finger at you. For sometimes you eagles are too passive. You should be more proactive.
Here comes the hard sell.
For we are in crunch time. The Dark Lord approaches. His evil minions surround us at all times. Yet you sit in your nests with your wonderful vision, staring down upon Foon and taking no action. What will convince you to join my quest?
Usador, you have offended us.
Look, Usador, don't take this the wrong way, but just call us when you need us.
You guys aren't rescuing wizards or Usador specifically, what's like a typical day for you guys?
Yeah, what's
typical
the rest
day?
Of, yeah, what's the rest
sure.
of your life like?
Typical day. We'll take a quick fly around the realm.
Sure. Breakfast.
You know, breakfast. Like, we'll pick up, if we find some wild horses, we'll grab some wild horses and pick them apart limb for limb.
Oh, yes. Delicious.
Yeah, eat some horses. Or
I do like cows full of milk.
Cows full of milk are pretty
pop
good.
In your mouth.
Yeah.
That actually sounds quite delicious.
Ah. Can you make a tiny cow full of milk?
Ooh, yes.
Oh, well, that's
make
nice.
Wait, make it big.
Cow.
Make yeah. it big.
Are
big,
you capable big, big of
cow.
Making a big
no,
size
make
cow?
It tiny.
Yes, of course. I can make anything any size that I wish, Arnold.
Been tiny that
I want a
made
tiny
so
cow.
Far.
How dare you? All right. Prepare yourselves.
Tiny cow.
For this
cow.
Conjuration of a cow. Artan Fulci Canturfin Torim.
Oh. Oh.
Right, it's roughly medium size. It's not as small as the horses have been.
Yeah.
It's not as large as a cow normally is.
I've never seen a cow with horns. Is that...
Yes, this is
that's
a bull.
Right? It,
this is a
yeah.
bull. And we're not...
It's not going to be full of milk.
No, it's not going to be full of milk.
It is still pop in your mouth. Delicious, creamy flavor.
Oh, I know
what... Me.
Oh.
You're trying to trick us. This is the type of relationship we have with you.
This is Lucy Usit. This
see,
is the guy.
You can't be angry with me when I'm pulling little pranks on you like
we
this.
We just love... all right, here's the way it is with Usador and us, okay? Imagine you are observing from your mountain nest a man who is trying so hard.
Sure.
Trying so hard all the time. And
I do
falling.
Try hard.
The first time we ever met Usador, he had fallen down the hill from his house, drunken.
Sure,
he laid at the bottom of the hill and communicated with a worm, which passed the message along to a moth.
Yes.
Anyway, 3 months later, we get the message and we're like, what? There is a wizard at the bottom of a hill and he just won't get up?
Right.
I was that worm. That's how I first met Isidore.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Origin
Chance,
story.
I had no idea.
I had no idea as well. This is... a fun reunion.
Eagles night.
Eagles night indeed.
That's right, Sean. Have you ever been an eagle?
I have not, no.
You should try it.
For new listeners, we don't need to always go into this, but Sean is
then
a
let's not.
Who changes into different animals.
Well, the eagles, here's what I'll say. The eagles are so regal. They're so noble
regal
that I
eagles.
Feel like...
We are
yeah,
eagle
the words
eagles.
Rhyme.
We are Prince Eagles.
Oh, Prince
yes. Eagles.
No, we're brothers.
Oh,
we're
yes.
princes.
Sure,
oh, yes.
sure.
Princes
oh,
of the Eagle Realm, of course.
Our father,
right.
Talonor, is the great eagle of the realm.
May wow. the wind ever stay beneath his wings.
Yes. Indeed.
They're very tall. They're very large. But can't you see their little tiny crowns on top of their heads?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Here, let us tip our heads.
See?
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're so high up. There's kind of tiny crowns, actually.
Well, mine is kept on with an elastic because it falls when I'm flying.
Oh, sure. Oh, here you go. Well, let me put this tiny cow on top of your crown, and that'll just weight it down.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, and I guess I'll just chill.
Flappy, don't eat this.
Hey, life's been good to you so far.
So which one of you is old? Like, is one of you closer to the crown than the other one? Flappy?
Yes, I am the next in line for the Grand Eagle Throne. But Flappy, I don't know what I would do without my little brother.
All right. I try and keep things light around the eagle's nest, you know, and I'm like, I'm always like bringing back weird things like a, like a too small fish for everybody. I'm like, I did it. And everyone...
Eagle's nest.
Eagle's nest.
Do you guys share a nest? Is it a bachelor nest?
We have bunk nests.
Okay.
And
so
Yeah, I'm on the top nest and you're on the bottom nest.
Yes. Unfortunately, we must remain in this sleeping situation until our father grants us permission to create our own roosts.
Sure.
And keep in mind, we're as old as the realm. So we've been here for thousands of years.
It's a long time to be in bunk nests.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not for a regal eagle. I mean, maybe for a mighty duck, but for a regal eagle, this is normal.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Does anyone else need anything for the bar? I think I'll...
All right.
Craw, here we go.
Help me.
Here we go, Craw. Let's get him. Let's send the great wings. The great wind from our wings.
So lovely. You're so grand.
There we go.
I wish you would be my friend to the end of time.
Oh, Usador,
I will.
We will always be there to help you up.
Yes.
I thank thee for this boon. Thou art the two greatest eagles in all of Foon.
That's all I wanted to hear.
That's why we come to see Usador every now and
again. Look, guys, this has been fantastic. I just want to say, if you're ever in trouble, if you need to be picked up or flown somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm in danger or something, I'd love to have that kind of...
I could actually really use some financial investors into a new late-night restaurant I'm looking
at. Okay.
Told you about our venture.
Yeah, we caught it. So we'll find some investors. And also, we've killed actually a couple dragons, so...
Whoa!
Yeah,
wait.
So we've got a pretty good bounty back Grand Eagle Island.
Sure.
In addition to that, could you perhaps find something for Arnold to do during the week?
Listen.
That Arnold, really save him.
You can't fly, right?
I cannot fly.
Okay.
You can't fly?
Yeah, although I cannot.
Remember that one time you had a feather and you told me you could fly? No, you were making fun of my
mom. Yeah, it was a joke.
So far, the only the only power we've discovered Arnie has is to not miss his wife.
I miss my wife and my child very much.
This is a great power indeed.
Very impressive. That should be difficult.
It is.
are exerting great self-control to not miss your wife.
I do miss my
wife. More power to you, Arnie.
Yes.
So, Flappy and Claw, thank you so much for being guests on the podcast.
Anytime.
Of course, yes.
This has been a pleasure.
It's been awesome to learn more about, like, your rescuing of wizards, and we'll definitely want to have you back, and especially if we're in danger.
Oh, of course.
If you're in danger, get in touch with a moth, or Chunt, maybe you can do something, to revert to worm form.
If anyone has insect speech, just send one along, and we'll come along in, a couple weeks.
Chuck, do you have insect speech now? Like, do you remember insect speech?
Well, once I become an animal, I can sort of communicate with that species. Mm-hmm. So.
Great. Chunt, hit us up.
Yeah.
you know what? Let's read some emails.
Sure.
I didn't mention it earlier in the podcast, but if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I know it doesn't sound like a real email address. It's all I could get because of the firewall at the Burger King. Here's some emails we've gotten recently. Dear Arnie, why do you even ask us to email you when you just say blah, blah, blah through every email? Regards, Riley D. Some of these emails are kind of long, and so I sort of start going on and realizing I kind of need to skip ahead. But thank you, Riley D., for sending a one-sentence email. Usually the punchier and shorter your email, the better chance you have of it being written. Here's another one that's kind of short. My girlfriend and I just broke up, and I've been trying to put curses on her. But I can't find the right curse, chunts up with that, to put on her. I don't want her to die or anything. Well, that's good. But you know, a horde of birds shit on her head, something along those lines. Any help would be greatly appreciated.
Well, you've come to the right place. We are giant birds, the Grand Eagles of Foon, and we will gladly shit upon some ex-girlfriend's head.
We just need one turd. It'll wrencher.
I feel like with your size, it would kill somebody. Have you ever, this is maybe too personal of a question, have you ever accidentally killed someone by shitting on them?
We do it mostly as pranks. No real murder involved.
Uh-huh. It takes incredible aim, and
sure.
Sometimes with the wind velocity, it's mm-hmm. very complicated, but we have eaten people on purpose.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and torn sure. them apart. Yeah. We've ripped them asunder on purpose.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Is he certain he was dating a woman and not some sort of baked woman?
Yeah, Usador, I still feel like there's more to this story.
Nope, that was it.
I got a few emails here.
Oh, great.
Just a reminder, you can contact me at chunts6t@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter now, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, welcome, my friend.
I'm at @ chunt with 6t's, so check me out on Twitter. Hit me up there.
Twitter?
Yeah, it's
there's a wonderful world back on Earth, a land called Twatterton. Mm. And in this place, you can send all sorts of twats out. You can also contact me there at Usador the Blue.
Yeah, Chun and Usador are both on Twitter now, and I really, like, you're constantly
as a matter of fact,
computer.
Look,
I get you guys like to tweet a lot, and I feel like you're wasting the battery a little too fast, so, you know.
Minuscule lightning!
Ah, thank you. Thank you for recharging it.
He's a real loosey-goosey. I like that. I'm going to use that.
Hey, it's all yours, man.
I got an email here from, and I'm going to only read two emails because these are emails that came to me with the subject Smash Mouth, which is ooh. What I asked for. So I'm going to read a few of those. I got one from Steve Casey. Steve writes,
that name sounds really familiar to me.
Casey. Steve Casey. Steve Casey. Rolls off the tongue. Quick question about shapeshifting. I've been very interested in becoming a shapeshifter since listening to the podcast. In an effort to become one, I'm having sex with various animals, including but not limited to ferrets, alpacas, raccoons, horses, big, not tiny. And one blue jay. Oh, that's a pretty good menagerie.
When you said big, not tiny, for a second I thought you said big nut tiny.
Well, that's a you problem.
Good interjection.
So far I haven't changed into any of these. Am I missing a step? Thanks in advance, Steve Casey. Steve Casey, you have to be a shapeshifter. You can't, it's not something you can become by, I mean...
Steve Casey,
he might be in big trouble.
Crazy.
Crazy. You're just doing straight up bestiality. We do not condone that.
Yeah, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences.
What? Wait, let me think about this. No, we do not condone that.
No, we do not.
Yeah, you have to be born a shapeshifter. Sorry, Steve Casey. I got one other email here. This is also with the subject Smash Mouth. It says, hey, Chunt, love the show, love the banter. My request is simple. Please bring back Chunt, please. I consider it to be far superior catchphrase to Chunt's up with that. From Alan Connolly. Yeah, I one time said, Chunt, please. And I don't think anybody really enjoyed it, so I stopped doing it. But,
I don't know. I liked it. I also liked, I suggested Chunt hardly wait.
I think I'll bring back Chunt, please.
A good idea.
And there's my new catchphrase, big nut tiny.
You could have Chunt, please, in your restaurant.
Ooh, yeah, when they ask for the check, they go, Chunt, please.
So, Eagles, could you save people from themselves? Like, I feel like this restaurant idea is just a bad idea.
Oh, low that they could, Donald. Low that they could.
Sorry.
It's more of a physical thing.
Yeah, main thing sure. we do is pick people up and carry them somewhere else.
With our feet.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty straightforward now that you put it like that.
Well,
but
we're
wonderful
still amazing.
Nonetheless.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
As always, I would like to ask our listeners to please, if you're enjoying the podcast, let other people know about it. This is important information about there being multiple dimensions. More people on Earth
are
need
you
to
wrapping
know about
up
it.
Now?
No, Usador, you're already like dashing to the bar.
Are you wrapping up?
Well, I'm kind of wrapping up, but you
I
should.
I have a few more things to say, but I need to go over here first.
Why? Where are you going?
I need to go back to the bar.
I'll get another. I'm worried about your drinking, Usador.
Don't you dare tell me what to do. I am a great wizard of Foon. Usador, the blue, and you cannot tell me how to behave or what to do. Wrap up your show.
Clown Flappy, would you, like, fly over and stop him from getting
Try to save
bar?
Me for myself?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Well, he does that. Is it all right?
Oh, Usador. Hold on.
Can I bathe in this river?
All right, Usador, come here.
Yeah, right.
Hey, let's go for a walk, okay? Tell me about the Dark Lord.
Oh, well, the Dark Lord's an evil person.
Oh, wow, that sounds really terrible.
Knock, knock. Who's there? No one, because this show is not really happening. so don't answer the door and don't concern yourself with other dimensions. Chunt was played by a trained voice actor. Just kidding, he was played by Al Rafai. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Enjoy that scenery, Matthew. It's been well masticated. Craw and Flappy were played by special guests Joseph Walker and Brian Holden. Joseph and Brian are founding members of the parody theater group Star Kid Productions. See Star Kid live this fall at I.O. Chicago in the show Yes, I Am Afraid of the Dark. Follow at Team Star Kid on Twitter for more details. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Learn more about the show and how it's not real at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter at Magic Tavern. Still not convinced all of this isn't real? Your inability to let go of things must make you a real treat to be around. Why not watch an episode get recorded in person? Hello from the Magic Tavern will be doing a live show Saturday, September 5th at the I.O. Theater in Chicago as part of the Jangleheart Circus Comedy Festival. Get tickets and more information at jangleheartcircus.com. And bring your ukulele, am I right, millennials? All of these unrealish foolings were brought to you by Iron Galaxy as part of the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Don't forget to check out Capsule Force at capsuleforce.com.